Morning, my name is Craig Fry, and I'm going to talk to you today about high tunnel engrafting effects on post-harvest quality of tomato. So high tunnels are unheated plastic-covered structures. They provide an intermediate level of environmental protection and control compared to the open field systems and greenhouses. And typically, the primary function is heat accumulation. Now, in Florida, we don't really need that so much, but it also can reduce disease incidence and increase fruit quality. So the objectives of our research was to quantify the high tunnel microclimate conditions in contrast to the open field, to identify the benefits and limitations of the high tunnel production system, as well as characterize the effects of grafting on crop performance, and then lastly to determine the effects of both the high tunnel system and grafting on post-harvest quality. And so that's what we'll be focusing on this morning. Our experimental design was a split plot design with three replications. Our whole plot factor was the production system. Our subplot factor was cultivar, and we used two different ones, Tribute and Garden Gem. Tribute is a commercial variety in Florida. It's grown to be picked green and sent across the country. While Garden Gem is a new release out of the University of Florida, Dr. Harry Klee's lab, and it was bred for flavor. And typically, it's recommended that it's harvested between the pink and red stages. And since a lot of our research was really focused on the smaller scale farmers who do direct marketing, that's what we did in this research. Our sub plot factor was grafting, and multifort was our rootstock. So for our experiment, we had three ripeness stages that we used. We had fruit that were picked pink, and we analyzed them. Fruit that were picked red and analyzed them. And we also had 20 fruit per plot that were picked pink and then stored. And so for Tribute, our ripening stages were similar to USDA standards. For Garden Gem, they ripen a little bit differently. So we had to establish our own ripening stages. And so you can see the last three is pink to red stages, which was what we were targeting. So, and then our storage fruit went into two different storage temperatures, 25 degrees Celsius, which is typically room temperature, and 12 and a half degrees, which is the lowest non-chilling temperature for a tomato. And then for the storage fruit, we recorded color daily and analyzed that we were waiting for it to reach full ripe, and that's when we analyzed the storage fruit. And so we did this by looking at the A values, the A over B values, and the total color changes. We were waiting for those changes to decrease. So as a reminder, A values, positive A is red, while negative is green. Positive B values, increasing B values mean more yellow versus the opposite being blue. And then the L values are the lightness, so how much the color is either darkened or kind of washed out by white. So closer to zero for the L would be more of a pure color. So when we looked at our results for our L color, looking at our stored fruit and our red fruit, we saw some trend with the high tunnel having a lower L color, but not completely across all of our harvests. For our A color, which is our redness, we saw a lot stronger trend, but we also, of the high tunnel increasing the A color, the red color. But we also had an anomaly with one harvest. We had the high tunnel decreasing the A color. And then lastly, for our B results, the yellows, we again had just a few instances where the high tunnel decreased the yellows. But in general, there was not a whole lot of effect there. So what we saw throughout the color for the whole experiment, we just showed a little highlight of some of the results there, but color, in general, the effects were not cultivar dependent. There were no storage temperature effects. And we did see that grafting may potentially reduce some of the red and yellow components, which may impact some of the direct marketing, the marketability of the fruit. But again, that was not conclusive. There was just some instances that we saw that to occur. The question, of course, is that biologically significant? And we'll come back to that in a second. So then, for high tunnels, we saw that generally the A values were generally increased and it had little effect on the L and B values. We did see with those L and B values that high tunnels never actually increased LRB. So it never increased washing out the color, and it never increased the yellow pigments in the fruit. While it did have that higher redness, which generally increases marketability, and again, the question is this biologically significant? And we saw that effect was both for stored fruit as well as for fruit picked red. And then generally, there were no differences in our stored fruit versus the fruit picked red, the quantities of those, which indicates that our further studies, our fruit quality studies, were carried out comparing them at a similar ripeness. So here is a picture, and generally you can see the main differences between the high tunnel and the open field. So you can see definitely that the red pigments, and you can see the yellower pigments in the open field fruit there. So then our fruit texture analysis that we did was carried out for all of these different stages, for the pink fruit, fruit picked red, as well as those stored. And we did this with a whole fruit resistance to compression using a texture analyzer with a flat plate. And from this results, there was no differences in tribute across any of our treatments. But for Garden Gem, we saw for our pink fruit, there was a significant difference between the high tunnel and open field. And this may have significance in some of the shelf life studies that we did. So again, with this, there was no texture effects between cultivar. There was no differences between storage temperature nor grafting. And then we saw this just in Garden Gem pink fruit, that there was some difference between high tunnel and open field. And then the production system did not affect the texture of ripe fruit. So both those that were stored and ripened and those that were picked ripe, again, we're seeing that our future analysis is the color was not different and the texture was not different. So these are similar ripeness stages. So our fruit composition methodology, we had a composite of 10 fruit per treatment, and we homogenized these and froze them at negative 20 degrees Celsius. And these were then, we looked at total soluble solids as well as titratable acidity. So for total soluble solids, there was no difference in high tunnel, but we saw this trend for grafting and non-grafting, where the grafting had reduced some of the titratable or total soluble solids in our fruit. The question then is this biologically significant? And then titratable acidity, we saw an interaction in tribute fruit. We didn't see any differences in Garden Gem, but we saw for the fruit that was stored, we saw this interaction both seasons, where the open field non-grafted fruit, which is kind of your standard, had a higher titratable acidity. So these treatments potentially has the potential to reduce your titratable acidity in your fruit. For fruit picked red, we saw main effects of the grafting reducing your titratable acidity over non-grafting, and your high tunnel reducing your titratable acidity over the open field. And interestingly, the averages were exactly the same between those two. So the question again, what's the significance in this? And so in general, we saw fruit composition effects were cultivar dependent only for the titratable acidity. There was no storage temperature effects. Grafting generally decreased the total soluble solids content, and that amount was quite small. So the Brix level was less than 0.2% that it decreased it. So most likely not biologically significant and something that future sensory analysis may help to shed light on. The high tunnels also may increase or decrease total soluble solid content that was seasonally dependent, and so therefore other climatic or production factors may have more significant effects in the total soluble solids. Then again, for titratable acidity, we saw this grafting and high tunnels both have the potential to decrease your titratable acidity. And the titratable acidity was reduced by about 10% across all of the different treatments. So then we looked at shelf life. We looked at two different ripening stages. Those picked pink and fruit picked red. And then we kept them at the two different temperatures, again, 25 and 12 and a half. And we graded these daily until 30% from a particular plot was unmarketable. And then that plot was considered to reach the end of its shelf life. And we documented the defects and disorders related to marketability throughout this study. So we saw for our harvested fruit picked pink for Garden Gem, we saw some two-way interactions that were a little bit interesting. The high tunnel at a lower temperature increased the shelf life, while the second year we saw the open field at the lower temperature, the open field at the lower temperature decreased shelf life. Then looking at Tribute that was picked pink, the high tunnel significantly increased our shelf life the first season, and we saw a little increase, but nothing significantly different the second season. The main reason for that was because out of the two seasons, there was a lot higher disease pressure the first year than we saw the second year, based on when the rains came. So now looking at Garden Gem fruit picked red, we saw in the first season, we didn't see any difference between the high tunnel and open field production systems, while we did see a significant difference the second season. And then for storage temperatures, what was really interesting is we saw the lower storage temperatures decrease the shelf life the first season. We didn't see that the second season. And then looking at Tribute for fruit harvested red, production season, again, we saw both seasons we saw the high tunnel increase the open field, increase the shelf life over the open field. And again, that was greater the first season because of the higher disease pressure. And most likely the difference between the two cultivars is because Garden Gem ripens really quick, where Tribute is on the vine a lot longer. So that way, even the second season when the disease pressure wasn't as high, we still saw that effect with Tribute. And then again, we saw the same thing with Garden Gem. We saw in Tribute that with fruit that was harvested red, we saw the lower temperature decreased the shelf life. And this was mostly because of something called freckles that had developed. And you can see kind of the development stages there as it continues to grow to make the fruit unmarketable. So grafting did not have an effect on tomato shelf life. The high tunnels either increased or had no effect on the shelf life. So for tomatoes picked red, we saw the high tunnels generally increased the shelf life, which is a really huge benefit for your direct market growers, because a lot of times they are picking red fruit. And then we saw the potential for a cold, non-chilling storage temperature to reduce the shelf life for fruit harvested red due to that development of freckles. And so future research is needed to assess the optimum storage temperature for fruit harvested red in Florida. Our continued work is to continue to look at other fruit compositional characteristics, including antioxidants, phenolics, vitamin C, beta-carotene, lycopene, and total carotenoid content. We'd like to thank the USDA, and in particular the Agriculture and Food Research Initiative, that food security program that supported our research, and our partners at Kansas State that are also on this project. Thank you for your time. I'd like to have any questions. The question is, do we do any taste panels? The answer is yes, we did. And the results from, it was kind of paired with another project that was off of this one. So I don't particularly know all the results. I remember the first season, there was not a significant difference. Basically in any of the treatments. I don't remember the second season. Second season, we only were able to do it once because of a lower fruit count. Yeah. So from what I remember for the first season, we didn't see any significant difference in the taste panel. Again, the second season, it was just one time that we did it instead of multiple times. Any other questions? Thank you.